So I'm afraid that we aren't going to have time to do the Sevenfold Puja today. What I thought we could do, some Avalokiteshvara mantra chanting. And this isn't Avalokiteshvara on the shrine, it's Vajrasattva, but never mind. They're kind of all the same, really. What we need though is someone who is really good at chanting the Avalokiteshvara mantra and starting it up. And I know there are people. I know there is someone like that here. Don't you do that one at Ikadama? Do you know that?
Okay.
If you're terrible, please don't put your hand up if you're terrible.
Want me to do it?
Yes, I do. Thank you very much. So that's one.
I don't know any
good. That's one. So we've got one bit of this. The other bit is someone who is really, who everyone else thinks is really good at doing readings, and who can handle an iPad, because it's on my iPad. Okay. Please step forward and receive the. I think we'll start off with the reading, because the reading is it's from some kind of ritual in the Tibetan Book of the Dead, and it introduces Avalokiteshvara, who's got a finger in every pie, including the pie of death and rebirth. And in this reading, the reading evokes the qualities of each syllable of the mantra. And each syllable of the mantra, if you do this practice from your heart, light rays go from each syllable of the Om Mani Padme Hum in your heart to the six realms. Om Mani Padme Hum. It's the first of all to the gods, who are privileged people who have everything goes their way, they have lovely, beautiful lives, the gods. Then you have the asuras, or the gods who haven't quite made it, and who feel envious of the real gods, and they are angry and envious. And so the syllable ma, green, goes to them, and Avalokiteshvara works his magic with them. In other words, Avalokiteshvara persuades people like that to let go their unskillful habits. The particular ones that they need to let go of are these asuras. The gods have got, it's most difficult for the gods, it's a little bit easier for the asuras. And then the yellow syllable ni goes out to the human realm, and their particular issues, which are described a little bit in the reading. And then it's the blue syllable pa goes out to the animal realm, and then the red syllable dme goes out to the world of the pratas, the world of addiction. And then the black syllable hung goes out to the hell realms, where there's very intense suffering. Okay, everyone happy with that? So we'll have the reading, which will introduce the mantra. We'll recite the mantra as much as we want, and reflect on the meaning of the mantra. The meaning of the mantra is very much like the last radiation stage of the practices we've been doing, and it sort of encapsulates that in the form of the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara. And then whatever time remains, we'll sit and meditate. Oh, by the way, during the mantra, do feel free to make any kind of offering that you can imagine that you'd like to offer.
Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Dhammaya.
Namo Dhammaya.
Namo Sanghaya.
Namo.
Namo Namah.
Om.
Om.
Ah.
Ah.
whenever you think it's the right time. Let's settle down for a minute.
The yellow syllable me has appeared in the world of human beings in order to enlighten suffering born of faint-hearted doubt. May the true and spontaneously originated wisdom be perfected. We call upon the Lord of great compassion. Om Mani Padme Hum. The blue syllable, pad, has appeared in the world of animals in order to enlighten the suffering of animal stupidity caused by ignorance. May the true Dhammadhatu wisdom be perfected. We call upon the Lord of great compassion. Om Mani Padme Hum. The red syllable, May, has appeared in the world of the pretas in order to enlighten the suffering of hunger and thirst born of the passions. May the true wisdom of discriminating clear sight be perfected. We call upon the Lord of great compassion. Om Mani Padme Hum. The blue-black syllable has appeared in the world of hells in order to enlighten the suffering of heat and cold born of hate. May the true wisdom of the mirror be perfected. We call upon the Lord of great compassion.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Padme Hum. Om Mani 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 Padme Hum. Om Mani. Padme Hum. Om Mani 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 Padme Hum. Padme Hum. Om Mani 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 Padme Hum.
Got 6 minutes left. So I'd like to dedicate each of these minutes to each of the six realms. So I'll ring a bell once a minute, and we'll, if you wish, to send our love, our compassion, our appreciation, our goodwill to each of these realms of existence which we've all been in. So we can empathise. So first, the realm of the gods. The realm of the Titans, the competitive, jealous gods. World of human beings. World of animals. the world of the praetors, of the hungry ghosts, the world of addiction. The world of hell, the world of extreme suffering. So on that rather grave note, we're going to end the day. I hope it's been useful. I've certainly enjoyed it, and we've all thanked one another. It's been a great day.
Thank you.